Sometimes the Holy Spirit brings to our minds occasions where we could have acted better, but we didn't. And other times the Holy Spirit uses a 7-year-old to point out your imperfections. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lent Daily. We are going to continue on with our meditations of divine intimacy. Today we're on meditation 102. I hope you don't mind the setting outside. It's just too nice to stay inside. So thanks for joining me outside in this beautiful Saskatchewan winter day. Today we are talking about imperfections. What is an imperfection? St. John of the Cross says one is enough to prevent our spiritual growth. So we're going to cover what is an imperfection according to Father Gabriel. Number two, I'll give you an example of that from my own life. And number three, the first step in overcoming an imperfection. So what does Father Gabriel say about imperfections? Well, venial sin always consists in a more or less slight transgression of one of God's laws. Imperfection is the omission of some good act to which we are not obliged by any law, but one which charity invites us to do. So here's the first distinction that Father Gabriel gives us, is that it's not a breaking of God's law, but it's a failure to act, basically a sin of omission. But he gets more detailed. He defines an imperfection as when I am aware of the possibility of performing a better act suited to my state in accord with my actual capabilities, in harmony with my duties, and for the accomplishment of which I may reasonably believe that I am inspired by the Holy Spirit, I cannot deliberately refuse to do it without really actual imperfection. So let's break that down. There's four characteristics that catch my attention. A better act that I am capable of, in harmony with my state of life, that I believe I should do. So a better act. So we're already acting towards a certain good, but we are aware that there's something better that we could do. So it's a better act that we are capable of. So we are aware of the better act, and we're actually aware that we're capable of doing it, that it's in harmony with our state of life, so in harmony with our vocation, and that we believe that we should actually do it inspired by the Holy Spirit. Our conscience is telling us to do so. And when we have these four characteristics and we don't do it, according to Father Gabriel, that's an imperfection. So what motivates these imperfections? Father Gabriel says, my refusal to perform the better act always implies a lack of generosity, motivated by a little selfishness, laziness, meanness, or fondness for my own comfort, all of which are evidently contrary to perfection. Viewed from this angle, it is clear that voluntary imperfection can never be conformable to the will of God. Okay, so I want to give you an example, and this is from my own life, and the only reason I share this with you is maybe someone out there can benefit from my mistakes. Last night, me and one of my daughters, who's 7, who I referred to in a couple of videos ago, kind of had one of these head-bunting experiences as I was putting her to bed. And I was speaking to her about something. It was upsetting to her. I wasn't in my best moment. Anyways, this morning, she continues the conversation. And she says, Dad, I want to talk to you about something. You didn't let me finish my words. It was her way of referring to yesterday, saying I was interrupting her. You didn't let me finish my words. What a great expression of thought for my little girl. She was right. I did not let her finish her words. I finished my words over top of her words. That was wrong. So I said sorry, and I said I'll try and be more mindful of that. But, you know, it got me thinking, how often do I do this with my other children? Interrupt them when they're speaking, when I speak over top of them? Or do I do this with Janelle? So in the moment last night, I wasn't aware that I did this, but let's pretend that I was, so that it fulfills the qualifications of an imperfection with Father Gabriel. So last night I was acting towards a good. I was trying to speak to my daughter. And then she started speaking to me, and instead of listening, which was the better thing, I didn't do that. So did I act towards something better? Well, no, I didn't. Was I capable of doing that? Was I capable of holding my tongue? Yes, I was. Was it in harmony with my state of life as a father to listen to my daughter when she was expressing her frustration? Yes, that is in harmony with my state of life. And number four, did I believe that this is what I should do? Well, I wasn't aware of it last night. Let's pretend I was. Then if I was, then yes, that meets all the qualifications of this imperfection that Father Gabriel talks about. So maybe this is helpful to you. And the reason we bring this up in today's meditation is because Father Gabriel says, St. John of the Cross tells us that we can't progress in the spiritual life, or we will be impeded in the spiritual life. And in fact, one habitual imperfection is enough to prevent us from growing in the spiritual life, progressing. So what's the first step in overcoming imperfections? The first step is becoming aware of an imperfection. Because you can't change what you do not acknowledge. So sometimes the Holy Spirit brings to our minds occasions where we could have acted better, but we didn't. And other times the Holy Spirit uses a seven-year-old to point out your imperfections. In any case, I'm very grateful for my daughter because she was right and I was wrong. Friends, thanks for listening. Please comment below. Share with me what stood out to you and why. I love learning from you. And Janelle and I will see you tomorrow. God bless.